Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're still in our lockdown mode at Joy, so we're coming to you from our individual quarantine pods all across the globe. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQA+ radio station. You've landed here on episode 35 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture and some other pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm broadcasting from Studio Mason's secret location just northeast of Melbourne City. But the person dinging tonight's dong is located 2 hours and 36 minutes walk away in Melbourne's inner west. She's sat at a desk inside a TV studio inside a warehouse that she calls home. She is, of course, Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator. Delighted with the pronouns she and her, and batting for Team L for the 3,025th consecutive week. Because I'm certain she would have told me if she'd broken her man drought in the last 6 days. Of course, it is Gayley Davidson.
Do we have a lot to talk about?
Welcome, Gail. You don't have any news in that department. And I'm sure no. Gail and I go way back. I'm sure there would have been some level of smoke signal or help.
There would have been. Yeah, or that's just right. The whole warehouse would have just burst into flames, I think.
Gail, Pop Quiz has been running for now 35 weeks and 10 weeks into isolation in a spin-off of the show we like to call Pop Quarantiers. And all that time in isolation has given us time to think, hey, hang on, wait a minute. How come we've never had a matching set of young and eager lesbian documentary filmmakers on the show? So tonight, we're offering you just that. Two of Melbourne's up-and-comingest young filmmakers are going head-to-head in a battle of the wits for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, who is our first cab off the rank tonight?
Dee, our first quarantestant, wanted to be a sign writer like her dad when she grew up, but has settled now on being a young queer creative who works between the realms of still and moving images. She specialises in documentaries and the art of storytelling, striving to make strong and impactful work as she goes. While she likes to produce and direct, she can also be found behind the camera, capturing the action or taking your picture. When she's not taking photos, collecting records and DJing, she is working feverishly on producing her current documentary project, Why Did She Have to Tell the World? And for what it's worth, she is a Capricorn like our host, Dee Mason, rolling with the pronouns she and her and representing teams L and Q, all the way from Alice Springs originally. Great Scott, it's Bonnie Scott.
Hey. Welcome, Bonnie Scott. We'll hear more. We'll hear more from Bonnie in a moment. And thank you, Gayley. Taking on Bonnie tonight is someone that has probably gone a few rounds with Bonnie before. She's an emerging documentary director that advocates for stories told from the queer and outnumbered perspectives. With a constant urge for social justice, her work is definitely getting traction in the documentary field. She wanted to be a soccer player when she grew up, but figured the next best thing would be following around old lesbians with a camera and a microphone. Her current project is also Why Did She Have to Tell the World?, an upcoming television documentary about a 50-year lesbian relationship that sparked the gay liberation movement in Australia. For what it's worth, nothing. She identifies as a textbook Virgo. Rolling with the pronouns she and her and batting for teams L and Q. Born and bred in Melbourne, Australia. Lights, camera, action. It's Abby Popjoy. Welcome, Abby. Following old lesbians around with a camera is actually part of your shtick because you isn't your first dip into that pool, is it?
No.
Professionally, no.
I mean, that's, you're making it sound creepy. I feel like
we are recording all of this, Abby. Just be warned.
Yes. I am definitely warned. No, not my first rodeo. I have been advocating queer cinema for quite some time, but I guess this is the first time it's been called out on a national platform. So yeah. There's that.
Well, international, if I'm honest. Yeah. Tell us a bit, Bonnie, what's your elevator pitch on Why Did She Have to Tell the World?
Why Did She Have to Tell the World is an amazing documentary
that myself and Abby are making, have been doing so for the last year, and it feels like a long bit. And it's about a interview relationship, so many more things that kickstarted the gay liberation movement in Australia in the 1970s. And it follows the lives of Phyllis and Francesca, who are two incredible women who pioneered and paved the way for many generations. I don't know how old you gals are, but...
it's very hard to tell.
Yeah, all silent. Crickets here.
Yeah. But I don't think anyone could even fathom how brave they were to go on national television. It's not just going on national television. It's going on at a time when nobody wants to hear that and putting a big target on yourself. So it's incredible.
Homosexuality was still illegal when they went out on television. So it was an incredibly, incredibly risky and brave thing to do.
Gail, do you remember that happening?
Dee's trying to uncover how old I am. I don't remember it happening. But funnily enough, the name is excellent because that was something like, I don't care what you do, but just let's not tell anyone. Like, why do you have to tell the world?
Yeah.
Just keep it under wraps and we can all pretend it's not happening. So, yeah, very good name.
I remember I remember their faces and I remember the footage. So it must have been around in the, I'll say, early 80s. It was definitely in my head. And when I saw this footage again, I thought, oh, yeah, I remember that happening. It was controversial.
It was very sensational.
Extremely.
They're controversial icons, really.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 Pop Queers Adjudicator in Isolation. For the love of actual God, how is all of this going to work?
It'll go like a bolt one day. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. Tell us, what is our winner going home with this evening?
Dee, we've dipped back into the album box for the most suitable prize for our retro lesbo queer contestants, which is, of course, the 1977 classic Macho Man by the Village People. Not only can you alphabetize your feminist literature while listening to the long play version of Macho Man, you can compound that joy with Just a Gigolo and Sodom and Gomorrah. The winner will be taking home the very best of the mustachioed, tight-panted men from our village, Mazel Tov.
Amazing. That is a great try.
Yeah, Mazel Tov.
I am gunning for that.
That is from my personal collection, guys.
Do you sign it as well?
I will sign it, yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if that was going to get you over the line and make you try harder, Abby, then I'm glad we went there.
That's very kind of you to gift it to one of us.
Yeah.
Abby, by the way, I don't win. You have to give it to me because...
you're the one with the record player, so...
Yeah.
See?
Okay, if isolation and Zoom recording have taught us anything at all about radio, it's that homemade buzzers do not work. So for tonight's episode, you'll raise your hand when you know the answer and Gail will call your name and we'll pop a little sound in post and nobody will know the difference. Bonnie Scott, when you know the answer, you will do this. Follows instruction well. Abby Popjoy, when you know the answer, you will do this. Go on, Abby. There we go. Let's hope it's a little quicker than that for everybody concerned. Gailey, it is time now to get your dong out and ding it super hard because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. All the news you can bear when your time starts.
Now, for the second time while doing a factory visit, Donald Trump has refused to wear what?
Ding.
Oh, damn. Bonnie?
A mask.
Correct.
Which large Australian retailer is closing its store?
Ding. Target?
Abby. Correct.
Labor is saying that Labor is saying that the Morrison government miscalculated the JobKeeper fund by how much?
Bonnie.
Million?
I reckon if we just edit that a little bit, we can have you saying 60 billion.
60 billion.
Shinty
no,
six.
There is no such thing as 600
million. 600 million.
600 billion. Like what? Like 60 million?
Shit tons. 60 billion. Philanthropists have philanthropists have offered to bail out which Sydney arts institution?
No, getting D.
I don't have the answers. No,
is it? I know.
Is it Carriage Works?
Wondering why it isn't. It is Carriage Works.
Thank you. Can we segue that to our doco?
Yeah, they've bailed out a whole DAF campaign.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Which week has just commenced that celebrates Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island culture?
Bonnie.
Ding. You can't say ding. Just commenced the sorry week, which is all about
correct.
National
Reconciliation Week or Sorry Week.
There has been a mysterious global shortage of which medication?
I'll be amazed if either of you know this. Bonnie.
Malaria tablets.
So that would make some kind of
we're
sense.
We're calling them Melania tablets. We call them Abby. It's
have a punt.
Panadol.
No, good guess. Excellent guess. It's actually contraceptives and HRT, hormone replacement therapy. And it is a mystery.
It is a mystery.
I think people are stockpiling muscle.
What happened whilst Jacinda Ardern was doing a live television interview this week?
Bonnie.
An earthquake.
And didn't she handle it well? The New York Times printed 1,000 what on the front page of the paper this week?
Bonnie.
People that have passed away due to the coronavirus.
Oh, I'm going to have to put a clap at the end of that. Bad timing.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate place to finish that round.
Yeah. She wasn't good at trivia.
I'm not good at trivia, but I have been reading the news. I've got a lot of time on my hands.
We call that artistic differences in film.
We're making a film together.
You must have had one little fight. Come on. Gail, I think it's a really good time to tell me the scores for round one.
Yeah, because that's going nowhere. Hotline D. I just have to do some adding up because
big numbers we're dealing
Abby's
with.
Abby's on one. Bonnie's 60 on million three. Billion.
30, 60 million T. One versus three here at the end of round
60
one.
60 million T bill.
I think it's a good time to start round two, Gail.
Round two is our culture segment, and we're delving into all the stuff that is gay in film and also Australian, so no pressure. It ain't over till it's over, when your time starts.
Now, what was the name of the 2015 documentary about the children of same-sex parents?
Bonnie.
I've got the videotape, mate.
Yeah. You're on video.
I'm lagging. I know the answer. She's like one of my fave docu-makers.
Whatever.
Do we have
did
the answer?
Did you say Gaby Baby? Because there was so much fighting going on, I actually
I told you we should...
Come on, Gail.
I told you this would happen if we had young people on the show, Gail. It's a nightmare.
I know.
What are the names...
Me of the past is not happy.
What are the names of the first lesbian couple to come out on national television in Australia?
Abby.
Oh, come on, Gail.
And Francesca Curtis.
Yeah. That would have been really bad if you got that wrong.
Okay, filmmakers, describing a type of shot, what is an ECU?
Abby.
Extreme close-up.
Correct.
What is the annual film festival of LGBTIQ content held in Melbourne, Australia?
Bonnie.
Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Correct.
Which lesbian film was nominated for Best Achievement in Screenplay at the 2019 St Kilda Film Festival?
Abby, looking at you.
Backing up Gladys.
Yeah, correct.
Bye. Bye. Director, bye.
Abby, bye.
By some lesbian, don't know her name.
Abby Popjoy.
They're all the same, mate.
They're all the same.
What? Well, they look the same, obviously. What is the state film funding body in Victoria?
Abby.
Film Victoria.
And are they funding Why Did She Have to Tell the World?
Hopefully.
Okay,
yeah.
That was the answer we're looking for.
I'll just remember you.
Question 7. What is a gaffer?
Oh, man, that was tight. Bonnie?
A lighting person on set.
No.
Yes, I'm going to pay that. Okay. Electrician.
Yeah, okay. What is the name of the community group in Australia that collects and preserves LGBTIQ material?
Abby?
The Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What is the 1994 mainstream film about a group of drag queens touring the outback?
Bonnie.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That is correct.
Last question. What was the original name of the political rights group that the Australasian Lesbian Movement?
Abby.
The Daughters of Bilitis.
Correct.
Wow, Gail. That brings us to the...
We're all on the same team, like in real life.
Maybe.
Let's be clear. That is Bonnie's 16th glass of wine, and she can still beat you. I'm just astounded.
Hey, I've just opened the bottle. We'll see how far I get.
<That's>
we'll
right. Yeah. Okay. What are the scores on round 2?
Well, there's been a big comeback. Abby is now on 6, and Bonnie is just ahead on 8. So she may be the macho man.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gaily Davidson. We're halfway through a heated battle between Bonnie Scott and Abby Popjoy, the producer and director of the soon-to-be-completed Australian documentary film Why Did She Have to Tell the World, which explores the lives and activism of Francesca Curtis and Phyllis Papps, who were the first lesbian couple to come out on Australian television almost 50 years ago when they appeared smoking for Jesus on an episode of This Day Tonight in an interview about lesbianism. Gail, shall we push on and have a look at round 3?
Let's do it. We're mixing up this round with a multiple choice round. You'll each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. This week, we'll be playing a game we call Feminism, where we test your knowledge of all the women's business. Win a point for each correct answer. Bonnie Scott won the toss and has elected to answer first. We storm the ramparts at midnight, but your time starts...
Now, the American suffragette Susan B. Anthony said what... had done more to emancipate women than anything else in the world? Was it A, fish, B, bicycles, or C, gin? Fish, bicycles, gin. Bonnie.
I'm going to have a stab and say gin.
Incorrect. It is bicycles.
No.
Oh, damn.
Because you can't ride gin. Or can you, ladies? Jacinda Ardern was the first world leader to do what at the UN General Assembly? Was it A, bring a baby, B, fall asleep, or C, go into labour? Bring a baby, fall asleep, go into labour.
Oh, is this to me?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. It's all about you, Bunny.
Oh, sorry, I thought this was Abby.
No.
Sorry, everyone.
No.
Repeat the question, Dee.
Jacinda Ardern was the first world leader to do what at the UN General Assembly? Was it bring a baby, fall asleep, or go into labour?
I'm going to say bring a baby.
You are correct.
The CEO of PepsiCo said the company was considering a female-friendly brand of Doritos because women don't want to do what? A, like the colour yellow, B, like to crunch too loudly, or C, like to eat. What don't women want? The colour yellow, they don't like to crunch loudly in public, or they don't like to eat.
These are all very interesting answers.
One of them's
I'm gonna
true.
Say like to crunch.
Correct.
Wow.
It's unladylike.
Question four. Megan. Megan, Duchess of Sussex, showed she was a feminist by doing what? A, demanding equal pay for women in Parliament. B, marching for International Women's Day. Or C, closing the car door by herself.
Closing the car door by herself.
Correct. Was a great leap forward for all of us.
Absolutely. I was inspired.
Final question for you, Bonnie. Tarana Burke is credited as founding which movement? Was it A, Time's Up, B, Love is Love, or C, Me Too? Tarana Burke. Time's Up, Love is Love, or Me Too?
Love is Love.
Me too. No.
That's the end of the questions for Bonnie Scott. Doing well. Over to you, Abby Popjoy. What percentage of the world's leaders
was just reveling in your wrong answer there, I have to say. It was a bit of cheers. Got it wrong.
That's teamwork.
I'm trying to stir the pot over there.
What percentage of the world's leaders, Abby Popjoy, what percentage of the world leaders are women? 27%, B, 12%, or C, 8%?
8%?
12. Have some faith, Abby.
Yeah, come on, baby. Back the right team. Question two. What was the real name of the main character in The Handmaid's Tale? Was it A, April, B, May, or C, June?
April?
Oh, come on, Abby.
I don't know what the...
Kidding.
Oh. Okay,
question three. Which of these self-described feminists is the highest grossing musician? Which of these self-described feminists is the highest grossing musician? Is it A, Beyonce, B, Taylor Swift, or C, Rihanna? Who got the coin?
I'm gonna say self-proclaimed. I'm gonna say Taylor Swift.
You are right.
You are right. Animal rights.
Be proud of yourself.
Animal rights organisation PETA said it is anti-feminist to do what? A, shoo birds away. B, eat eggs. Or C, pat cats. Shoo birds, eat eggs. She said eat eggs.
Sorry, what was the answer?
Eat eggs.
Eat eggs.
Eat eggs is correct, wow. As we're all egg-creating beings.
Who delivered the How Dare You speech at the UN Climate Action Summit? Was it A, Ivanka Trump, B, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or C, Greta Thunberg?
Oh, C.
That is correct.
Ooh, Gailey, that brings us to the end of round three, the multi-choice round. How are the scores looking for our filmmaking young ladies?
It's still very close. Abby's on 9. And Bonnie is on 11.
Anything could happen. It could be anybody's game. Gailey, I think that's a good time to start round four.
Round four is rapid and truly random, and we're playing a game we call Laws of the Land, where we test your knowledge of weird laws from around the planet. It is a true and false round, so have faith. Win a point for each correct answer. You can't park there when your time starts.
Now, in China, Buddhist monks are not allowed to reincarnate without the government's express permission. True or false?
Abby?
True.
That is true. I'm not sure how they know if they've done it illegally, but they are supposed to put in for an application.
Question two. According to Scottish law, it is illegal to be drunk in charge of a cow. True or false?
Bonnie?
True.
It's true. And that law was only introduced in 1979, so I don't know what was going on at the time.
Question three. Question three. It has been deemed illegal to hike naked in the Himalayas. True or false?
Oh, Bonnie?
I'm going to say true.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
Really?
It's false and probably unnecessary because it's bloody freezing up there.
In Tasmania, it is illegal to post a reward and say no questions asked.
Abby?
Is it false?
It is in fact true.
Wow.
The things you have a law for. Mm. I presume it's because the police may want to ask a few questions.
But if it was on the sign, then...
Yeah, that's right. But they said, yeah.
Question five. It is illegal to keep a single duck without a companion in Tehran.
Bonnie?
I'm going to say true.
You can say that, but it's absolutely wrong. Flat out false.
Oh, come on.
Where do you come up with this stuff, Gail? Question six.
Be better.
In Belgium, you are not allowed to flush the toilet after 10 p.m. True or false? In Belgium.
Abby.
False.
That is false, but it is a law in Switzerland.
Really? What about if it's yellow, let it mellow? Well, that's what they want. Mm. Singapore banned chewing gum in 1992 unless it is therapeutic. Singapore banned chewing gum in 1992.
Bonnie?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, absolutely true. Of course it is.
Question eight. In San Francisco, you'll be fined if caught feeding the city rats. True or false?
Abby?
True.
It's false. But don't feed the pigeons because that is illegal.
Do you want my pigeon impersonation?
Not bad.
Thank you. Question nine. There is a town in Poland that has banned Winnie the Pooh because he is an hermaphrodite.
Bonnie?
I'll say that's true.
It is true. He has no pants. Nobody can see any genitals.
But they've decided. Therefore,
he's an animated bear.
Can I ask this last?
Law, is it?
I want to ask this last question, question 10, because I want to hear how Gail explains it. Holding a salmon suspiciously is a crime in England, thanks to the Salmon Act of 1986. True or false?
Abby,
is it true?
It's true. and I really wish I did have more information.
But you don't.
The link on the article went to the actual act, which was like 17 pages long about salmon and fish in general.
Hey, Gail, that brings us to the end of round four. It is nail-biting stuff, but while you're telling up the final scores, we've got time for some announcements from these people.
Hi, I'm Adam Noviello, and you are listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
Oh, and you're back with us on Pop Quiz, Gail. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9, Gail. We're at the pointy end of the show. Are we in a position legally to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the glass seal on this year's tiebreaker question?
Dee, we do have a winner. Abby has stepped forward to 12, but the record is going home with Bonnie. She got 14.
Hooray! And giving it a very suck on that, sister. we should make a compilation tape of everybody that says rigged at this point of the show. Look, brilliant. That is all the time all we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to Bonnie Scott, producer, and Abby Popjoy, director of the new documentary film Why Did She Have to Tell the World, currently in production and requiring some help to get it ready for distribution. You can donate to the project through the Documentary Australia Foundation. Go to documentaryaustralia.com and search Why Did She Have to Tell the World to make a donation to see this story come alive. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. You can find a teaser of the doco on the Pop Quiz Facebook page. Shout out to Gay Lee Davidson, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James Holt. I've been Dee Mason. Please, please remember, it's not over till it's over, so stay home, stay safe where you can. Gail and I will see you back here next week. Same pop time, same pop station. It's Pop Quiz. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.